The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is brought to you by InsureMyTrip.com. Travel insurance done right from the people who know travel insurance. Find out more at InsureMyTrip.com.
You are listening to broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com mobile studios. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doug Parker, and we are aboard the 110,000-ton Carnival Freedom. Yeah, it just came out of dry dock like a month ago. I'm here with my guest co-host, Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. Hey, Nancy, thanks for joining me.
It's great to be here, Doug. It's a fantastic ship.
So you and I were on a press sailing on the prototype for Carnival Funship 2.0, which was Carnival Liberty back in 2011. And now here we are again 3 years later on Carnival Freedom. Just happened a month ago, the dry dock. It was 15 days, $70 million, and they did an amazing job.
Absolutely. You know, all of the spaces are incredible, and they've added so many different branded experiences and spaces on this ship. It's fantastic for every type of guest.
We are on an 8-night sailing out of Fort Lauderdale. We hit Grand Turk, La Romana, Dominican Republic. We hit Curacao. We hit Aruba. And now we're on our last sea day back to Port Everglades. But I think before we get any further in the show, Nancy, I think it's important for our listeners to know, if you're taking a sailing out of Fort Lauderdale and you don't live in Florida, you may want to come in a day early.
Absolutely, because so many things can go wrong these days. If you're, you know, if you're coming in and flying in, there's so many delays and cancellations that can happen. And it's nice to actually spend some time in Fort Lauderdale. There's a lot to do there. But for the peace of mind, it's a very good idea to come in early.
Absolutely. And without our first guest on Cruise Radio, we'd be pretty bored during our whole cruise, because we'd just be sitting around twiddling our thumbs. He is the cruise director from Australia, Skip Lyons. Skip, welcome to the show, my friend.
How are you?
Good, man. I got to say, Carnival Freedom just out of dry dock. What can folks expect now when they sail on Carnival Freedom that they may have not have seen a couple months ago?
Should I be using my radio voice?
Whatever you want to do.
If you had been on the Carnival Freedom before, you'll notice that there's a huge transition. The biggest, of course, is the guest areas, the new branded areas that we now have on board, from the Red Frog pub to, of course, the outside deck areas with the Red Frog, you know, rum bar to the blue tequila, you know, bar. Of course, the Alchemy bar, brand new kids area, Camp Ocean. You know, new water slides, new jacuzzis, there's such a big transformation, you know, even down to the casino, to, you know, the new suites that were built on board, brand new suites, even to, you know, the new arcade on board. So there's, you know, five or six brand new, you know, branded areas for the Carnival Freedom, and of course for Carnival Cruise Lines that were not on this vessel before dry dock.
Any one feature you're seeing folks gravitate to the most?
Gravitating through the most. Actually, it's fantastic to see them experiencing it all.
Awesome.
I think that's one of the things that we're really proud of, is that, you know, these have been exposed, you know, so heavily that they are making their way from location to location to location. You know, they're experiencing the rum bar and the blue tequila iguana bar, and then heading to Guy's Burgers. I mean, you know, we've got Guy's Burgers right there on Lido, and it's all in the same area.
Nice.
And then at night, we're seeing that the Red Frog pub on the insides is absolutely jam-packed, because there's live music in there every single night. The music doesn't stop, not on one single night.
Carnival just released more playlist production shows, which is part of the Funship 2.0 program, kind of changing the way Carnival does their quote-unquote Broadway-type shows. What is Playlist Productions, and how does it differ from the past shows?
Playlist Productions is moving in the direction where it's very, very animated. Brand new, you know, multi-million dollar LED walls. It's a full interactive experience. It's not so much just a matter of coming in and watching a show now. We're making you become part of the show. We're getting the guests involved into really experiencing what going to a theater and seeing a show is all about.
Nice.
And our new shows, the Playlist Productions, we've got Getaway Island, 88 Keys, Heart of Soul, and 80s Pop to the Max. Four very, very different shows, which is going to give you a different experience every single time. And that's what it's all about. It's now experiencing the show, not just watching the show. It's experiencing that 2.0 Playlist Production.
Very good. In your opinion, what makes Carnival Freedom so family-friendly? Like, what draws the families to Carnival Freedom?
Well, because Skip Lyons is here.
Oh, okay, besides that.
What makes it so, I mean, we've got, you know, Dr. Seuss. I mean, it is so family-friendly orientated. We are the very first ship in the, you know, in the fleet, in the Carnival family to roll out the new Camp Ocean, Seussapalooza. Dr. Seuss, Seuss at Sea is here. We're one of the, you know, the second ships in the fleet to roll out, you know, the in partnership with Dr. Seuss. You know, everything we have on offer is very, very kid, you know, kid friendly, and the families can get out there and enjoy an overall great package vacation together.
Skip Lyons, cruise director aboard Carnival Freedom. Thanks for being on Cruise Radio, buddy.
How many times have you said, "That'll never happen to us"? Vacations are a big investment with both time and money, and they should be protected. For over a decade, InsureMyTrip.com has been the online travel insurance leader, offering the best plans from the most trusted providers. Our licensed and award-winning customer service team makes sure you have the right coverage for your travel. To find out why over 98% of travelers would recommend InsureMyTrip, visit InsureMyTrip.com.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Mama, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama, Bahama, pretty mama.
And we are back, and yeah, one of the things Carnival specializes in, because I believe they said, Nancy, that Carnival carries over 710,000 kids a year. You specialize in family travel, so I want you to talk to us about Camp Ocean. It was Camp Carnival, now it's Camp Ocean, and they've done some pretty cool things.
Well, yes, they have. They've done some amazing things, and Camp Ocean now includes over 200 different themed activities. They've divided the kids into three areas in the school-age program. It's penguins, stingrays, and sharks. And they now have their own branded areas. So the penguins have this cute little area with this igloo that's just amazing looking. The stingrays have their area. The sharks have their area. There's a big, you know, party room in the middle. But those kids own that space. It's like, I'm a shark, and this is my space, and these are my activities, and kids love that, so that's really great. Then there's the whole Bookville area that they've done, which is fantastic, and they've introduced tons of other activities as well. They've really done a nice job with Camp Ocean.
Let's go back to Bookville, because that is part of Carnival Cruise Lines teaming up with Seuss Enterprises to bring a whole slew of Dr. Seuss aboard all their fun ships eventually. What did you think of the Dr. Seuss program? I mean, we just got done with a Seuss breakfast, and wow, I was like, I got to see it in New York a few months ago, and I am just as amazed now as I was back then.
People can't see me right now, but I'm sitting here kicking my little feet. I had such a good time in Camp Bookville, and I'm a kid at heart, but boy, it's just an amazing space. It's bright. It's colorful. It's got all the Dr. Seuss books all around it. It's one of these spaces that families can come up anytime and spend time with their kids reading there. The other important thing about Bookville is it really opens up Carnival to the under two space, because families with little ones can come up and really play with their kids there, read books, have a great time. And it's really, really wonderful for that as well. I love that space.
And if you're a Dr. Seuss fan, you'll be happy to know not only is there Bookville, which is, you know, for the kids, but any, really all ages can be in there. I've seen people from 8 to 80 in there all cruise. So, well, we all grew up with Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, my little secret is right after we went to Bookville that afternoon, I went back up there and just sat in there and was looking at all my favorite books. And so it was really fun. I love it. It also, important point, it also really encourages kids to read, because, you know, you're in this space and with all these great books and you have all the Seuss characters around, it gets kids excited about reading again. And, you know, as parents, I love that.
We love talking to our next guest, because anytime we talk to Lanya Rittenhouse, it's always about fun stuff. October of 2011, Funship 2.0 was announced, and you were instrumental in Funship 2.0. How has the response been 3 years later?
It has been amazing. Our guests continue to love the concept, continue to want to see it on every ship that they go on, and so our job now, in addition to creating new experiences, is to roll out these experiences that have proven to be very successful. So we have strategic plans as vessels go into dry dock, and we're trying to deliver as many of the venues as we possibly can.
What is there, like 20 branded concepts?
More than 25, yeah. More than 25, yeah.
What is your favorite Funship 2.0 edition?
I absolutely love the Alchemy Bar. I think that's been a big hit, and I love the pub. I really still have a lot of heart for the pub, especially when you get the live entertainment in there. I think it's just an amazing feel to be in there with all the guests and to hear the acoustical guitar, and it's fun, right?
Yeah.
And is it true I heard that you ate Three Guys burgers one day?
I did. Actually, on the Funship 2.0 rollout cruise on Carnival Liberty, I did 9 in a week, and I didn't gain any weight, so it was, I have no clue how I did it, but yeah, definitely. You just rolled out Zeus at Sea. It was like in December in New York City on Carnival Splendor, you rolled out Zeus at Sea in the Bookville concept. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with that, can you kind of elaborate on what is Zeus at Sea and what is the Bookville concept on the ships?
Sure. So we wanted to partner with a name that has resonated with families, children, moms, dads for years. And so that was Dr. Seuss. And so we have implemented a number of different activities for our families to get involved with. One is a Seussapalooza parade, where our kids get to parade down the main promenade all the way to the show lounge. And then there's a storytelling, which is our Seussapalooza story time, where the cruise director does a great Cat in the Hat story. All the characters come out, the kids get to meet the characters, they have a lot of fun under a giant tent. We also have a Cat in the Hat breakfast for all of our kids to come in with whimsical breakfast items, of course, green eggs and ham. Waffles, so many really whimsical treats, and the characters come in during breakfast. They get to get their autographs, they get to get photographs with the characters, and then finally Dr. Seuss Bookville, which is a very laid-back space for families to enjoy over 40 of his famous titles and to be able to relax with their kids and do activities with their kids as opposed to having them in our programming. So it's a nice combination of different activities.
I'm not going to lie, I don't have kids. You might find me in Bookville. That place is just the whole design, the books, everything is just so cool.
You wouldn't be the first. Right. We have many adults that have been showing up without children because Dr. Seuss played such a big role in their childhood, and they didn't realize that he wrote as many titles as he did. So they're catching up on their reading. Right. They're in there catching up on their reading.
Not a bad thing. Talking with Lanya Rittenhouse, Vice President of Product Development for Carnival Cruise Lines. Good talking to you.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
I think Lanya hit it on the head, Nancy, because, I mean, how cool would it be? We were talking to Lanya in the Red Frog Pub the other night. Like, she handpicked every single thing on the wall from a warehouse or an antique shop or somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing thing. And Lanya has an amazing ability to understand what she wants that experience to be and then handpick everything so that when you walk in, she's created an experience for people on this ship. And she's done it in so many different places throughout the Carnival Freedom.
And like, she has a big team that she works with, but she's responsible for a lot of it. And what I like about her is she's so humble.
She's so great. She's wonderful to talk with.
After the 15-day, $70 million dry dock, I think it's $70 million. I could be wrong, minus $10 million either way. But this ship got a lot of cool new features, like the Guy Fieri Burger Joint, the Blue Iguana Cantina, Red Frog Pub, Red Frog Rum Bar, Blue Iguana Tequila Bar, Playlist Productions. What did you think?
It's wonderful because there's so many different spaces, so you can go to a different place every night. So, you know, two of my favorite places at night are Alchemy and Red Frog Pub, and they're both there. There's lots of live music venues all over the ship. The two teens areas got a, you know, overview too, and they were redone, so that was really great. There, again, so many different spaces and places to go. And in 8 days, you never get bored.
No, yeah, totally. And I what you said, your favorite places were Alchemy and Red Frog Pub.
Right.
But I think it goes to show that you kind of get attached to the venues you go to. It's not like, oh, I was at Alchemy last night, let's go here. It's like each pub has, or each venue has, its own unique personality.
Right. And when you go into EA Sports, same thing. Mm-hmm. We were there and, you know, watching all of the live events and, you know, different things that were going on. They had the World Cup at the beginning of the cruise. And now you can see all sorts of different things happening. It just depends on what your mood is that night.
And part of the Funship 2.0 was Playlist Productions, which is basically Carnival has redone their Broadway revue shows with the Vegas-like dancers with the feathers and glitter and all this stuff, and brought smaller, fast-paced shows aboard their ships that have Playlist Productions, which I think is almost about fleet-wide right now. What'd you think? You saw a show. I saw a show.
The technology that they use is fantastic because it brings a lot of life to the whole production. They even had fireworks in there, which was really great. So really, really good show. And then you went to 88 Keys.
Carnival has really revolutionized the way shows at sea are, because 88 Keys, I was clapping along, singing along. It was like a 30-minute piano show, but 15 minutes before the show starts, there is the main piano bar player in the ship kind of warming the audience up, taking requests. Like, you scream out Billy Joel or Elton John or whoever, wow, and he'll play it like off the cuff.
Wow.
And so everyone gets kind of rocking and right into the mood of it. And then when the show starts, it kind of started off a little slow, but it jumped right into it with the fog machines, lasers, there was fire in it. It was almost like you were at a David Copperfield show is how I felt when you were watching this 88 Keys show. So if you haven't seen 88 Keys, or you think that cruise line shows are all the same, they're really not.
Yeah, and the other thing I like too is they're not really long, so you're only devoting a small amount of time to that, so it's not taking up your whole night. You can kind of feel like you can just, you know, go off and do something else after that, and then a lot of them just go right out into the atrium after that, so it really keeps the whole ship lively.
I think that all goes back to, we all have shorter attention spans now. Like, who wants to sit through a 45-minute or an hour show when you can get it all done in 30 minutes?
Right. That's exactly great. And, you know, this is a fun ship, so there's lots of fun things going on every night. You don't want to miss any of them. So you don't want to just use up a whole chunk of time.
Yeah, for sure. Our next guest is the Vice President of Marketing for Carnival Cruise Lines, Mr. Jim Barra. What's up, Jim?
Very well, Doug. How are you this morning?
All good. Well? Yeah, all's good. And late night last night in the pub, but other than that,
we've come to expect that from you. So nothing new there. No news there, right?
Right. So Carnival Freedom just underwent a 15-day, $70 million refurbishment. What is it like? Take us behind the scenes. Like, what's involved? How long are these refurbishments planned before they actually happen?
Yeah, months, if not years in advance. And in this case, we had done so many things with Funship 2.0 and all of the new bars and lounges and entertainment and dining venues. So we knew pretty well going in the types of things we wanted to add. But what we did also add to the overall agenda was our youth programs. And we've completely redone, as you saw this morning, our youth spaces with Camp Ocean and with our Dr. Seuss partnership and now the Bookville facility in there. So in this case, I think it was about 8 months of planning, but it was a little shorter because we knew a lot of the things that we wanted to add to the vessel.
Very cool. And you touched on a couple of things this morning, so I want to kind of touch on this with you and get some clarification. You talked on Carnival's Great Vacation Guarantee, which, if I'm understanding this correctly, is if a guest doesn't like the experience, Carnival will fly them home. Am I kind of in the ballpark?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we launched this last September, and basically what it does for any guest is that within the first 24 hours of their cruise, if for any reason they're not satisfied, we'll refund 110% of their money, and then we will handle all the logistics, and at our expense, we will fly them back home. And so it just gives, for people who maybe are a little more apprehensive about cruising, they haven't done it before, they're not sure what it's about, look, they can come, they can try the product, they can try the experience. If it's not for them, no questions asked, we'll get you home and we'll get you your money back.
And you said like only a couple of dozen people have actually taken advantage of this or used it?
So at this point in time, we've had about 3 million guests sail since we launched it last September, and only 31 times have guests taken us up on the guarantee, which just speaks to the confidence that we have in the product and then how our guests are experiencing it and the fact that they're loving Carnival.
Yeah, totally. You also touched on the Shore Excursion Best Price Guarantee. Can you touch on that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So we found in our research that one of the reasons that people are apprehensive about buying Shore Excursions is they're not sure if they're getting a great price, which kind of stands to reason, right? And so what we decided to do was to come out with a Best Price Guarantee, which means, again, if you find a Shore X price through a third party that is lower than what Carnival's offering, we will rebate you 110% of that difference, which just gives you, again, added confidence in booking with Carnival. And then when you think about the way that we sort of run our operation, how we vet our operators, the fact that if something does go wrong in a port of call and you're late getting back to the ship, we'll hold the ship. All the reasons why to buy with Carnival, now we've taken the whole price question out of the equation.
I want to touch on Carnival Live because I had a chance in May to do a Martina McBride Carnival Live sailing. Amazing. It was so cool. What is the passenger response and what is the artist response to both of these?
Yeah, so we're doing 49 concerts this year, including Martina, and we just had Jennifer Hudson last week. We've done 16 of them thus far. The response has been amazing. They're playing to packed houses. Guests are loving it because they're seeing, you know, a Jennifer Hudson, a Lady Antebellum, a Martina McBride in a show space where you're 800 to 1,000 people, which you would never have on land. And it's costing, you know, between $20 and $40 a ticket, so an incredible value. Artists are also really loving it. I think they were initially a little apprehensive because they hadn't done cruise ships, at least recently in their careers. And, you know, all of the production, the logistics, but we've really nailed that. And so we're very excited about the program. We're hard at work on building the whole new series for 2015.
Very good. We've been talking with the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Carnival Cruise Lines, Jim Barra. Thank you, Jim.
Past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
This is Cruise Radio.
Hanging out with Becky Beal outside the EA Sports Bar aboard Carnival Freedom. Hey, Becky.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
Good, good. Now, I understand you sailed on this ship, Carnival Freedom, on the inaugural, like a long time ago.
Well, not that long ago, but it was 2007, so yes, I did, absolutely. And it was a great ship then. I like a lot of what they've done when they've repurposed some spaces, created, you know, that whole package, the 2.0, mm-hmm. that is just a wonderful package, adding Guy's Burger Joint and the Red Frog and then the Blue Iguana and things like the EA Sports Bar and Cherry on Top are just really nice additions.
I mean, this ship has everything. It has Guy's Burger Joint, the Blue Iguana Cantina, Blue Iguana Tequila Bar.
Right.
The Red Frog Rum Bar, the Red Frog Pub, the Alchemy Bar, Playlist Productions, Cherry on Top, EA Sports Bar. The list goes on and on and on. Which one is your personal favorite?
Oh, wow. Well, I love Guy's Burger Joint, and I think that's because Guy kind of resonates with everybody, all of the cruisers, because they've seen his show, they've seen him on television, and he's a real bodacious, kind of genuine, down-to-earth person. And so I think that he, you know, I've heard them say that he sometimes gets better ratings down on the Burger Joint than the steakhouse, which is amazing to me, but I can see that because I think his handprint is all over that place, and I think people really like that. And so that's kind of a Southern thing as well, the burgers and fries. I also like the addition of the Serenity area for adults. Mm-hmm. Love that. Just a nice place, calm and quiet for adults to hang out without the children and that sort of thing. I think that's a really nice addition.
You mentioned Guy's handprint is on the Burger Joint, and it really is because every table is personally signed by him.
Yes.
So it's really really cool there.
Yes.
Let's switch gears here and talk about the Dr. Seuss program, because Carnival teamed up with Seuss Enterprises, yes. and now they have Seuss at Sea, which is the Dr. Seuss parade, the character breakfast.
Seussapalooza.
Yeah, Seussapalooza. A lot of kind of Seuss character meet and greets in the main atrium right here during the sailing. What are your thoughts on the Seuss at Sea program?
I think it's phenomenal. I have raised 4 children, and we've done all the character breakfasts everywhere, from Nickelodeon to Disney and all those type things. And I'll be honest with you, I was expecting that, you know, it's an upcharge of $5 a person, which is less than the cost of a drink on board. So I was thinking you're going to walk in, the Cat in the Hat will walk around while everybody's eating their green eggs and ham. I was blown away. When we came in and we saw the ice sculpture mm-hmm. of Cat in the Hat, and then the tablescapes were unbelievably over the top, and then the characters came out and they did all the pictures and the meet and greet. There was no hurrying and rushing people around. They waited on everyone. The menu was so stinking cute.
Yes,
it was just so cute. Everything about it blew me away, and I thought they just went over the top. And for $5, I think it's the best deal on the sea.
No, it really is. So I was talking to Nancy Shredder a little while ago about it. Like, growing up, I had a family of 5.
Right.
And, you know, you go to a Disney character breakfast or a character on another cruise line, and you're talking like, $25 to $50 to $75 per person,
right.
whereas my family of 5 growing up could do the whole thing for $25.
I feel the same way because I have 4 children, so that would have been, for us, that would have been $30. We could certainly afford to do that and not feel like, oh my goodness, well, can we do something important now? Are we going to have to cut an excursion, or what are we going to have to do?
Totally.
But no, everyone can afford that, so I feel like, you know, the kids talk when they're in the Camp Ocean. Mm-hmm. The kids all talk, so it's not like, hey, I'm getting to go to the green eggs and ham breakfast. Well, we can't go. Mommy and Daddy, why can't we go? Well, you know, everybody can afford that. If you can afford a drink on board, you can afford to take your family to this breakfast. breakfast. I love that.
Daddy lost your Dr. Seuss breakfast in the casino last night.
Daddy's in trouble.
Yeah, for sure. So in closing here, Becky, do you have any been there, done that tips for Carnival Freedom? It could be anything from the steakhouse, bow to stern, whatever you want to say.
Well, I really think that so many people think they can't come on a cruise that's this long because they're going to be bored. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this is my second time on this ship, and I feel like we're getting off the ship tomorrow after 8 days, and I still haven't seen everything, done everything, been everywhere. There's so much to do. I just think it's a great value for families, and I think that sometimes we miss that value because people are maybe, you know, they're reluctant. They haven't cruised before. They're not sure if they're going to like it, and it's just such a great value for families.
Yeah, for sure. And Becky, where can we find your coverage on Carnival Freedom?
You can find on my website at thetravelvoicebybecky.com, also on Facebook at facebook.com/thetravelvoicebybecky.
There you go. She's pretty much everywhere. Becky Beal, thank you so much for hanging out. It was great sailing with you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, Nancy, I think it's our least favorite time of the cruise because here we are on the last sea day, and that means we have to fly home tomorrow.
It is a total bummer.
Yeah, for sure. But before we hop here, we want to kind of go over some little recap. So let's first off, before we hit some been there, done that, so let's talk about the islands we went to. Because on this cruise, we hit Grand Turk, La Romana in the Dominican Republic, which is very cool. My first time ever going there. We hit Curacao and we hit Aruba. Which was your favorite?
I really loved Grand Turk. I thought Grand Turk was amazing just because of the color of the water and absolutely perfect. But I also loved Curacao just because of the colors of everything. And it was just absolutely beautiful. And just sitting up there at night, the ship stayed in until 11 o'clock. So we had the opportunity to have dinner ashore and just sit there and, you know, watch the bridge open and close and boats coming in. That was great.
I like Grand Turk because I really like Jack Shack.
Yeah.
Down at the end, you have the free Wi-Fi, you have his dog that swims with you, Topher.
That was so great. Just he swims right into your arms, and then you're just, you know, carrying this dog around in the water. Yeah. That's one of the high points. It's great.
Yeah, if you want to see some photos of the dogs that swim with us, it's really, really cool. Just go to facebook.com/cruiseradio. So in closing here, Nancy, do you have any been there, done that tips for Carnival Freedom?
Yeah, I really do. You know, again, we've talked about how much there is to do on this ship. So I think if you're planning to take a cruise on the ship, just sort of research it ahead of time. Look at what's available and see what you might like to do. Look at some of the shore excursions. And if they're ones that you absolutely must have, book those ahead of time. Same thing with Camp Ocean. If you are bringing kids on, pre-register them. It'll save you a lot of time when you go. So just get a feel for it so you can really enjoy all the amazing things there are to do on this ship.
You were talking about researching, and it goes back to multi-generational travel with families traveling together and stuff. I would have to say, if you're going to try to be on the cheap and cram your whole family into one stateroom, you may want to think twice about that.
Yeah, remember that you're trying to make great family memories, not family memories. Like, do you remember the whole time where we were crammed like sardines into that one inside cabin? And oh my God. So, you know, the best thing to do is, again, talk about it as a family and think about the kind of experience you might want to have. You can think about getting connecting staterooms or rooms right across from each other that would work. And, you know, that same thing, also talk about some of your expectations for the cruise. If you're a multi-generational family, grandparents who are paying for the cruise, if you expect everybody to eat together for dinner, talk about that ahead of time. Plan what you want to happen and talk it out, because research has shown time and time again that when you talk about it and plan it as a family, those are the best family vacations ever.
My been there, done that tip, I would say if you want to eat at the steakhouse, it gets pretty full, maybe do it on the very first night of the cruise, because they also give you a free bottle of wine on the very first night too. So that's a little good tidbit there. I'm trying to think anything else we have. Oh, I have one more here, that when you're coming back on the ship, you know how everybody crams at the elevator? Go up one flight to Riviera Deck and then walk all the way down to the elevator bank you're looking for and then go up. You'll miss all the crowds. Do you have any more?
Yeah, the other one is if you're coming as a family and you want your kids to participate in the Camp Ocean program, make sure that they go the first night. That's absolutely critical because while kids can blend in anytime, a lot of times the little cliques are built the first night and, you know, people do that. So make sure they go the first night. They'll get hooked and they'll love it.
Well, Nancy, we can stay here and talk or you can stay here and talk. I'm going to do it on the water slide. You want to go water sliding?
Yeah, I already been there, done that. Want to go again?
You've already been on it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome. It's a rush. So yeah, I love water slides. So every Carnival ship, especially that I go on, I'm always on those water slides.
All right. Well, there we go. Well, thanks to all the folks at Carnival Public Relations for lining this cruise up. Jennifer De La Cruz, Van Skullickson, Joyce Oliva, hope I'm not missing anybody, Jamie Weber, and all the fun folks at Carnival Public Relations. And also thanks Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network for co-hosting the show with me. It's been fun.
Oh, it's always great to be here with you, Doug.
Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com mobile studios aboard Carnival Freedom, I'm Doug Parker. And this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the InsureMyTrip.com studios. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.